hit it.
Mute it first.
Oh my. Well, how's everybody doing? Welcome.
I'm not sure. What show is this?
This is A-Jam you're listening to.
Okay.
I was going to say
that I'm doing all right.
How we doing? Welcome to A-Jam. This is...
Here comes the show. Enjoy.
Enjoy. This is the Easter edition. Most people don't
Which
do...
Which will be pretty much like a regular edition, except with several cast members eating.
Yes.
Yes.
Because we're eating all the good holiday treats.
Yeah, sure.
From Easter.
Actually, Easter edition will be just like all the other editions. We won't talk about Easter at all.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. So this is our special Easter edition. So, whatever you want to talk about, NASCAR, they're off this week. So we can't talk about
that.
Yeah,
they're always off. They're always off on
Easter. Yeah. And Mother's Day.
And Mother's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Bads won.
Bads?
Yeah, he won. Finally.
Wow. That's awesome. Hmm. Sort of.
In other news, if any of our listeners would like an opportunity to pitch in the Braves bullpen, please email us at ajamshow@gmail.com.
Bullpen, if you want to start.
Starters did fine.
Well, yeah, today they did anyway.
John Thompson left the game with an 3-0 lead, which was quickly reduced to a 3-2 lead, and then eventually a loss.
All right, what now? That's the end of our Easter edition.
That's the only Easter edition video. Gentlemen, thank you all very much.
Did you do you want to go into the American Idol, John? American Idol?
Do I want to?
Yeah.
It depends on who wins.
Oh. It's your time. It's, you know, you're the one that does the idol cue. If you were going to do it, it's your...
Oh, you mean...
Yeah. Welcome to Idol Chat here on AJAM.
Oh, wait, Idol Chat.
That's all we ever do on AJAM, isn't it?
Yes, Idol Chat.
So far, this episode is stellar.
As always.
Excellent.
Top draw. It's really top draw. Alright, you didn't even see it, did you? American Idol?
No, but I know the results.
Well, duh. Who doesn't?
I know that Bucky is no longer lucky.
Say, Osama bin Laden knows the results.
Yeah. He might.
Probably voted in. Alright,
It's probably because he's Taylor's father.
What? Where did that come from?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you just don't want to hear? Actually, Bucky's the one that's kind of weird.
Yeah, but he's gone, so.
Yeah. Well,
maybe the reason why he's gone is they found out his connections with Al-Qaeda.
Maybe. Or his twin brother was doing some kind of illegal identity fraud.
Or it could just be the fact that he sucked all along and should have been gone like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, that's true. He shouldn't even made the top 12. He was against Gideon. Gideon should have got in instead of him. That's like, I was retold. Well, never
mind. Yeah, I think we have some racist voters.
Sorry.
I think we have some racist voters out there in America.
You think? Yeah, since yes.
What, racist is next? What?
Now I'm talking about the only black chick left is Paris. Right. So.
She's from Georgia, though.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means, but... Yeah, that's
she's from Georgia.
It means who's left. Where are they from?
Alabama, Georgia, what else?
North Carolina.
Yeah.
I think two of them are from North Carolina. California.
So they're out.
Yeah, it's going to be someone from the South.
Wait, talking about everybody from the South?
Yet again.
I'm going to tell you who's going to win right now. Kelly Pickler.
Yeah, whatever.
She's going to win. She's got everything going for her.
I'm going to say the only non-Southerner left is Catherine McPhee. She's from L.A.
Which means she has no prayer in Hades.
But say,
except the fact that she's talented.
Except the fact that look at all the past American Idols.
Kelly Pickler sings like Kelly Clarkson and looks like Gary Underwood. So she's going to win.
Right.
Chicks always win. You know, more than guys do.
She's as smart as the microphones that they hold.
Well, chicks always win most of the time.
Nobody said you had to be smart to win American Idol.
Yeah.
So
she's got it all going for her.
Yeah.
She's got the front. What do you say? Kelly's voice, Carrie's looks, and the intelligence equivalent of the stage.
Perhaps. Or of Bucky's voters. I don't know. I don't know.
Bucky's teeth?
Whatever. Buck's teeth. Bucky's buck teeth. Okay, so that's who I think will win. On to the next.
How about the fact that, let's see, everybody except for Catherine Kelly and Paris would have been too old to be on the show?
Yeah. A couple of years ago, you mean? Yeah.
Yeah.
True. So, Kelly's still going to win, even though they praised the age limit.
Mm-hmm. By the way, Bo's song has kind of grown on me.
The real thing?
Yeah. I like it.
I saw him last night on Mad TV.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. Not really. It was
the real thing.
Ike Barinholtz. It was pretty funny, though. Anyway.
Tell me that you want the same thing.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a good song.
Alright, Bo Bice is going to sue you now for ripping his song off without his permission.
He'll probably enjoy the exposure. Wait, hold on.
Exactly right.
Yeah,
AJM reached that market that he just couldn't quite get to on his own.
Alright, start singing Jesus Take the Wheel.
Yeah, go and promote Carrie.
Go for that. Or some hearts.
Yeah.
She won two awards at that company.
Yeah, CMA. CMA Awards. Yeah, I watched her win.
She was the only artist to do so.
Yeah.
This year.
Interesting. Kind of deservedly strange. So.
Yeah, she's been good. She's right up there with Kelly.
Yeah. Kelly Pickler?
Clarkson.
Oh, okay. Soon to be Kelly Pickler, though.
No, we'll see.
There'll be the trifecta.
That is to be determined.
No, she'll win. I mean, she's gonna. Chris is not gonna have.
You already know this.
Well, yeah, if you're in Vegas, you know, put your money on Kelly because she's going to win.
Okay, whatever.
Chris is too rocker. Like, let's see, what rocker has won American Idol so far? And
Chris will. He'll be the first.
He won't. Bo should have won, and he didn't, so that shows right there. And Taylor's probably too different. Like, he's just sort of like
Taylor.
Bo. Sort of reminds you of Bo, even though he's not rocker.
Taylor's the most fearless of all the competitors.
That's for sure. He hasn't picked a good song yet, though, to sing. If he ever picks a good song, look out.
I did see where it took him two tries to kick the mic stand down.
Yeah, I noticed that. It didn't count against him, though. You know, I think they're the only three, Chris, Taylor, and Kelly, not to ever have been in the bottom three so far.
Really?
I believe that is correct. If I'm wrong, email us, agmshow@gmail.com. But I believe that is correct, because Elliot's been in the bottom two the last 3 weeks. Mendesa's gone. Elliot.
Did you say this for this past week? Or this week, I should say.
What about?
Where Tiger had to apologize for using the comment for spaz, you know?
Oh, yeah. Really? You had to apologize for that?
Yeah, he says, I put it atrociously today.
Yeah,
once I got on the greens, I was a spaz, is what he said. And it says right here, the word spaz is considered by some a derogatory way of referring to someone with a physical coordination problem.
Okay. Yeah, so, let's say the Masters, I guess, is that way because they, Gary McCord's not there for saying bikini wax or something about the bikini, wax. So, you know.
Go figure.
Yeah. So he's been banned for the last 10 years or so for the Masters.
Tiger, sweet.
No,
I wish they'd banned McCord. The Masters. That'd be awesome.
Gary McCord has been banned.
I'm sure there's a lot of spazzes out there that watch golf, so.
Yeah. Yes, if you're a spaz and you weren't offended by Tiger, call us. Or email us at the AJM show.
Our post on our blog. Where you want to spell it out for them.
If you're a spaz and you can type.
That is so wrong. Oh, man. We ought to get some emails on some of these comments. You can post on our blog.
It's Mitch's goal in life to make Tiger Woods' life as miserable as possible.
Yes, indeed.
Okay. So
I'm going to purchase an e-ticket ride, whatever the thing is, to get you under the line faster for Tiger for Mission Space.
Fast Pass.
Yeah, Fast Pass for Mission Space and mail it to Tiger. Hopefully you'll get an opportunity to try that out when they go down to Disney World later on this year.
Yes. If you don't know what that's all about, just recently someone else died in part. Well, it's not proven that it has anything to do with the ride. It has more to do with
exactly.
Stupidity.
Well, because Disney continues their death machine.
Mission, I don't know.
Mission death?
Mission heart attack, I don't know. But it's kind of funny, I don't know why, I just thought it was kind of weird that they checked the ride to make sure everything was working properly.
Because they had to, I mean.
Well, I mean, it's like, okay, you close the ride down to make sure it's working properly. When the okay, the ride malfunctioned, that's why it killed somebody. You know, no, I don't think so.
They did that to satisfy lawyers and all that stuff.
Yeah.
you know, they had to go, they had to walk the walk.
What they need to do is close it down and make it a kiddie ride so people won't die on it.
You could die on a kiddie ride. What if somebody goes up there and say, oh,
yeah, I think you'd die on the teacups, hey, man. Those are dangerous.
Anybody who had, anybody who has some kind of a heart condition or something just
like
happens
a spaz.
To go on something.
Yeah.
Just happens to go on something like Small World and they die, you know. Okay, Small World. All of a sudden, Small World is a death machine.
Say, the only reason, the only way
just boredom.
The only way you'd die on it's a Small World is if those puppets came to life and attacked you, started destroying you.
There, you know what I'm saying, though? It
well, it's possible.
In any of them.
Okay. Never mind. Sorry.
The one with the child was not even ride related, really.
Why
would
it
be? Too small to be on it to start with. Somehow it was on.
Are you jogging? What are you doing? Are you jogging or something? We're hearing a lot of breathing noises.
Some wind whipping by the mic or something.
Wind or something. You got
probably
a fan on?
Attic fan.
A what fan? Attic fan?
Attic fan.
Oh. We don't have an attic right now. So.
Into your house? Through the windows?
Yeah. Maybe you should put your mic down a little bit lower than Chris Word. Just forgetting.
You can just shut the door for the time being, I guess.
Well,
and it would get warmer in here.
Well, I'm sorry about that, but we're just either people are going to think you're just running down the street or something while you're recording.
Is that better?
Yeah, it's much better. Thank you. Well, sorry.
All right.
Now, speaking of derogatory terms, did you know what AGEM actually means? Whenever I posted this on our Delicious page, but
did you?
Yeah. So you might want to click on that right quick and take a look. What were you going to say, though?
I was going to say there was something I posted on Delicious that I don't remember what it was.
Oh, it was about Casa Bonita.
Oh, was it? Yeah, that's right. It's a real place.
Ah.
Yes.
Yeah, I posted.
Get that from the...
Yes.
Okay.
I read it. I thought it was a fictional place you showed me on the website. Anyway, it says AGEM in Arabic literally means one who is illiterate in language or dumb. And is in reference to non-Arabs, or more precisely, non-Arabic speakers. So I guess...
So then that describes us perfectly.
Describes us to a T, maybe. That's us.
To a T.
Yeah.
And hit to hit a ball on them.
Literally. It literally means one who is illiterate in a language, or dumb. So...
How about that?
So we're illiterate in English language? Is that what they're trying to say?
So to an Arabic person who wanted to email us, that would literally be email us at illiterateshow@gmail.com.
Yes, or dumbshow@gmail.com. That's what we are.
Yeah.
We're the dumb show.
And well, that fits.
Fit if the boot fits. Does it fit?
If it does fit, it's going to be shoved up an Arab's eye.
Okay.
Okay. Don't want to do
we'll
that.
We'll put a boot in your... Okay.
It's
the American way. You probably just lowered our volume.
Might have.
No, you didn't.
No, I didn't. Say sweet.
Sweet.
That means I can yell anytime I feel like it.
Well, as long as you don't go over that volume level. All right.
There's some editing here.
There's a lot of inside stuff that a lot of people are like, what are they talking about?
Good, because I almost made a comment about Earl Woods in Mission Space.
Oh, gosh. Don't do it.
I decided not to say
that. That is so bad.
I decided not to do that.
Tiger is one of our biggest fans. Tiger might
really
be one of our biggest fans.
I'm going to say, I really hope he doesn't listen to this.
Yeah.
Let's say, the chances are... What are the chances of Tiger actually stumbling across this podcast?
Yeah, I think it's pretty safe to say...
Yes.
Tiger's not a fan. But you never know.
Oh, yeah, what if we offend some of Tiger's fans?
Actually, I'm a Tiger fan. I'm not offended.
But you're not all of Tiger.
Well, I'm one of Tiger's fans.
Okay.
Okay. That's a conversation killer.
Right.
What? What else? You want to talk about your Big Break 3 picks? Both of John's picks have been eliminated once.
From the Big Break 3?
It's 5, by the way.
It's pretty sure.
What did I say? Did I say
3?
Three?
Yes.
No, I meant 5.
Yes. Right. Go ahead and pick the winner for Big Break 3.
Yeah, I'm going to
say
Danielle
and me. So, me too.
Yeah.
The Big Break V.
The Big Break V.
That's what you meant to say?
Yes. John's picks have been eliminated once. Both of them.
So what?
Yeah. But you still got one in the race now.
Yeah, somehow. I picked her to win originally, remember? And I didn't know how it was going to happen. I just said she's going to win.
Yeah, we'll see. We shall see what we shall see. Humiliation on the...
Big girl's days are numbered.
You think Thunder Thighs days are numbered. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, Ashley's days are numbered.
Because everybody hates her. Is that
and
what you're saying?
And John picked two?
Becky.
And who's that?
Bucky. She picked Bucky.
I picked Becky and Mancini.
There is a resemblance there.
No, there's not.
Which one is she?
Lucidi. She is the... Well, she was an amateur champion at one time. She won an amateur. U.S. amateur.
Yeah. Which chick is she?
The woman.
When they stand across in the aisle.
She's the one that looks like Bucky.
That doesn't mean anything to me.
She has kind of the curly hair. A little bit.
Always wears the visors?
Yeah.
I think. Wears a lot of visors a lot, you know.
Yeah.
Why, are you looking at it right now?
No, I have no clue. I'm just...
Well, I don't have it up.
From memory, last time they showed a commercial, since I don't watch any television other than the History Channel, I'm not really sure who that was.
What was on the History Channel this week? Anything good?
10 days that unexpectedly changed America.
Yeah. I guess none of them right, I think.
Yes, you got none of those correct.
I tried to guess, like, 9/11? Nope. We expected that.
D-Day?
We expected the changes that came after that.
Huh? Yeah, D-Day? No. Of course not.
D-Day was...
No.
Well, how about the bombing of Pearl Harbor then?
No.
No.
Really?
Okay. No.
Because, see...
It changed America.
It's the 10 days that unexpectedly changed America.
Apparently.
You didn't expect... I mean, you knew what was going to happen after that. You knew we were going to go whip somebody's ass.
Yeah, but we didn't expect them to be bombed.
It's not the 10 days we didn't expect. It's the 10 days that unexpectedly changed America. You didn't expect the results to happen afterwards.
Whatever.
Aren't you with the History Channel, not me? Jeez.
We need to make
History.com.
We need to make our own show, 10 Days That Expectedly Changed America.
Yes.
Then we'd get them all right.
So I never expected Tiger Woods' success to generate such hatred for Mitch.
That was unexpected. That changed what? AJM? Yeah, what 10 days unexpectedly changed AJM?
The house fire.
Well, that was one. Or the studio fire.
Excuse me. Studio.
Actually, no, we knew it would happen after that.
After everything that happens. What's your point?
Huh?
You pretty much know what's going to happen after everything that happens, don't you?
Not after, what was some of them?
Well, let's see. After the house is on fire, you don't have to get out.
No, well, you don't have to.
About?
You don't have to get out.
If you expect to live, you do.
Well, you could, I don't know.
Okay, perfect example is the one that's going to be on tonight. I think it's July 16th, 1939. You know what happened on that day?
Not off the top of my head.
Gone with the Wind was debuted in theaters.
Albert Einstein wrote a letter to President Truman, not Truman, Roosevelt, telling him that he thought an atomic bomb was a possible thing that could be built, and that he thought that we should pursue it.
Ah, I see.
And from that letter, everything happened that that came after that. I mean, he just mailed a letter. Who would have thought anything major would have come of that? But instead, they built the atomic bomb, and then we got atomic power, arms race with Russia, all this kind of crap.
I see.
The Cuban
see what
missile
I mean? That's the kind of stuff they're talking about.
So was one of them the day that Al Gore came up with the idea for the internet?
It might
be. Not really.
Okay.
It's not one of these, but...
All right.
It could be one of the 20 days.
Mm-hmm. So, what's another exciting day? What?
November 17th, 1978. That was an exciting day.
What, Superman was still at high rankings on the box office or anything? What?
Yeah, what's number one on the box office this week? Nobody cares?
This week? Who knows? Mm,
yeah, who cares?
Nobody cares?
Scary Movie 4? No?
That would be a good choice if it is. Is it already out?
I think it probably is. This is just a weird sort of little piece of TV news about Arrested Development, which, you know, it's sort of interesting. If you look at Fox's website, they don't list it as being canceled, because they list several shows that they say are canceled. Arrested Development is not one of them.
Really?
Yeah. But you read other stories about... some of the actors are getting work elsewhere, like Jeffrey Tambor and Tony Hale are doing other things already, so who knows. If Fox decides to bring it back, then they probably won't be able to get those actors back anyway, so I don't know. It's probably...
The box office leaders actually are... Scary Movie 4 was correct. That's the number
Woo-hoo!
One.
And then Ice Age. The Nuclear Meltdown.
And the Benchwarmers. And The Wild. And then Take the...
Ice Age is a nuclear meltdown.
This was Scream Movie's first week, I guess.
It's just
the
dumb
this week, so.
Oh, so y'all taking
along with the Wild,
the
Notorious Beach.
To a whole... No.
Hard Candy. And so on and so forth. Coming soon. Do you care what's coming soon?
No. Mission Impossible 3. Can't wait to not watch that.
Yeah, that American.
It's not
Dreams.
Directed by John Woo, so I don't care.
Poseidon, X-Men: The Last Stand.
Another remake.
The remake.
No, Poseidon.
Oh yeah, and The Da Vinci Code also comes out soon, later this month.
What? We need to come up with a cue for other stuff we want to talk about. Like if we were talking about golf, what would we do? Alright, Mitchell being charged for that one.
We'll play that music on the Golf Channel. Ding 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 ding.
The Golf Central.
Yeah.
Today on the golf news from AJ. Ding ding ding
ding ding ding. The Rain That Will Show a whip's tail in the Takafuji Classic.
Hey, is the Chick-fil-A gonna be a 54 hole?
No, it's always
okay. I just thought they were shortening their tournaments this year, didn't
No. It's always a
72.
Yeah.
I just didn't know. I didn't know their new system. I thought they were shortening a lot of their events. I didn't know.
No, actually, you'll look and see. They've always had tournaments that have 3 days.
Okay. I guess I just didn't really pay attention until last year after the Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, there's certain ones that have.
The Chick-fil-A?
Chick-fil-A. Isn't that this week?
Yes.
Oh, it is?
You don't remember?
No, I don't. I was just saying because I guess we'll might go to that. I guess I will.
You guess?
This weekend.
Guess?
I guess.
You better.
Why?
Because you have tickets.
Oh. Yeah, I guess I better then.
That's right, because those are impossible to replace.
Yeah.
Late classic tickets are second only to Masters tickets in a
yes.
Yeah, right.
Desirability.
Extremely hard to get. Who's going to be there? The Big Wheezy won't be, right?
Anybody who's anybody.
The Big Wheezy won't be, though, right?
No Big Wheezy. It's no longer sponsored by Chick-fil-A, by the way. They've got another sponsor. It's Florida's Natural.
Florida's Natural Charity Challenge?
Florida's Natural Charity Championship in Georgia.
Oh, well.
So, whatever Florida's Natural is, I guess it's orange juice. I don't know.
We.
No, we is not going to be there. I told you.
See.
But Annika will defend.
All right. Well, that's good. Good
Pressel.
Seat, Annika.
Christina Kim and Rachel Hetherington, it says.
Okay. All right,
Christina
let's keep...
Christina Kim's lost some weight, actually. I saw her.
When did you see her?
Is she over now? Is that it?
What?
You didn't improve before?
No, I mean, she was cool before, but, you know.
She's just somebody you want to be friends with or hang out with before.
Now she's cool, and, like, baby.
And Grace Park will be there.
It was like Mandisa, right?
Yeah. And
Yang. He did say that.
And of course, Morgan Pressel and Natalie Gulbis.
See Paula Kramer? Did you say Paula Kramer?
Paula Kramer will be there.
Oh, okay. I don't remember hearing you say that.
Not to mention, she won the week after this last year.
Awesome. Well.
Awesome. What?
Yeah.
Awesome. You're my best friend.
Boy, this is a slow news week. Slow news week here, Kevin.
I heard there's like an inkling in the water that Joe Gibbs may go to Toyota next year.
Yoda.
Doesn't care. We're going to start the first ever Kia racing team here at AJAM.
Yes. I might be sitting in some of the rooms that they're going to start training people in.
John can be our first driver of our Kia. What's the midsize Kia? Kia Sedona.
Yeah.
No, I think that's the SUV.
I don't know. We'll learn all that later.
Yeah, we'll get a Kia nose and put on a NASCAR.
Boy, the rumor mill is going crazy about Kia and opening in West Point in a couple of years.
Indeed, we have a quote, don't we, from a local source somewhere? Don't you have that?
What quote?
About the Kia plant.
Go ahead and... Which one?
Me?
Yeah.
Yes, you.
What is...
I have a quote from WTVM News, I believe, on the...
Oh, yes. I forgot about that.
Should have put that on the delicious page.
Yeah, I must have. I should have.
What, you saw it on the website, too?
Yeah. I didn't see it on the TV because nobody told me about it.
Oh, it was like 2 weeks ago. I'm coming up on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I found it the night it happened because it was a slow work night.
And you saw me.
No, I don't have a TV,
does
but
this,
I do have a laptop. And
does
I
this, did they take this out of context? It makes us feel uneasy about what may or may not happen, and will this come or not, but all things still point to that it will, but it makes you wonder. Did
something
you say
like
exactly that?
That? Something like that.
Well, that's they got you in quotations.
You gonna run for government, John? It makes us feel uneasy about what may or may not happen.
Okay. John, what do you feel about
all
Social
signs
Security?
Point, yes, but you never know.
Hmm? Yeah.
Slip sliding away.
What do you? What's your?
Should be very social. Should be very
yeah,
secure.
No way. What do you think about Ilian Gonzalez? I don't give a.
Okay.
I don't really give a.
Yeah, well, thank. You know, questions like, when did you come up with this Fifth Amendment?
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
It was already there.
What did somebody else say? There's another quote right under there from a fireman, I believe. That was very interesting.
Anything worth having don't come easy, so I believe Kia is going to be here. It's going to work itself out, and we be waiting ready for it to get here.
Would that be Trip Foster? Is
yeah.
That who that says it is?
Yeah.
That's not quite how he sounds, but...
Oh, really? I don't know how it sounds, but I just assume it sounded like that, you know.
The Kia.
You know, he probably says, you know, a lot like this.
The WTVN
know.
People interview Bubba about Kia. So, the Kia plant's going to
no,
come?
No, first it'll be, oh, what's that? This is Bubba, huh? Oh, what does he say when he
answers?
Oh,
shop, this is Bubba.
Oh, this is Bubba. That'll be.
Think the Kia plant will come?
Shall we do it?
You got it.
You got it.
Think it'll benefit the community? Enjoy it.
All right.
We'll enjoy it.
Oh, man. What if Bubba listens to this podcast?
I'd be very, very surprised. I'd be shocked.
I'd say, what would he say to us? If, did you listen to our podcast? You got it. Oh, me. Enjoy it.
Did you say you put this on the Delicious or no?
What? No, I'll put it right now, though. You can't find it?
Why?
You
need a,
I haven't looked. All
right. I just,
you need to print a copy of your own interview off or something? What?
I just
you
gotta
save
posted
that?
It.
No, I just didn't know. I mean, do they have like a...
I just posted it.
Picture of you? No.
No, I'm talking about, do they have like a video thing on there or just have quotes?
I don't think so.
Whoa, this is... Hang on.
What?
I was just curious because I figured they may have something.
I thought that
would be awesome if it had a video. I didn't know they had the TV camera there.
Yeah,
click on that. See if it says. See if there's a video anywhere. It says watch up there. Nothing? Okay.
No. It's just Kia Watch is the name of the thing.
I was curious. I didn't know.
All right. So... What's the... What
I notice here
it
says it makes us feel uneasy.
Yeah. That's probably what he really said. Makes us feel uneasy, you know. You know.
That's not exactly what I said.
Oh, is that what you said?
Oh, so the media's taking it out of context, huh? Is that what's going
That's
on?
That's what you said. Yeah, it makes us feel uneasy. Yeah. So,
yeah.
Do you ever fall easily? Okay. What'd you do? Okay. Oh, you're
nothing,
reading.
I was just looking at what it says.
Okay.
It's just going through a cleansing.
Yeah. Oh, okay. John had a moment with his calendar again, didn't you?
Yeah.
I was going to say it was a moment with his colon cleanser.
Colon cleanser? Oh.
Okay. And the show has reached a new high. Sweet.
We took it to a hole?
Yes.
Nah.
Left. I promise, folks, next week the show will be on the HNL. We'll be on a whole
on the Home Garden Network.
I said the HNL. The Home... What? I don't know what you were talking about.
Right. Okay, we've resorted to gibberish now, so it might be time to strike up the band.
What do you want to strike up the band for?
Because we've already
haven't
been...
gone long enough, have we?
Yeah, we have. Well, after editing, it'll be like 12 minutes.
After all the objectionable materials are
yes.
made.
So see, we need to record more stuff.
I'm just kidding. No, we've gone about the normal time, but it'll be...
About normal.
It'll be about normal. Tell us if you want our show to be longer or shorter.
Or if just you want our show to continue.
Yeah, tell us if we should just quit right now. After tonight, you never know.
We're going to have the most emails ever now.
Yeah, I bet.
The most spam ever.
Yeah, well, we've gotten that already. I bought the...
No, I'm actually going to respond to one of those things about wanting stock tips or something.
I got one of these Sims 2 expansion packs. You want me to talk about that?
No.
Sure. How sucky is that?
It's all right. That's about it. That's all I got to say about that.
That's all I got to say about that.
You download the Natalie Gulbis skin?
Actually, I haven't looked, but there probably is one. Where? You can make your own if you're really good at
make
Photoshop.
Make your own skin?
You can make your own computer-generated skin.
I guess if you don't like any, if you have some imperfections on you that you don't like, you can just make your own skin.
Make them bigger, smaller. Shapelayer, whatever you want.
What kind of, which part, which skin are we talking about now?
I don't know. You pick up a spot. Alright. But yeah, it's pretty cool. It's the one where they get their own cars and they play poker. It's pretty cool to watch them play poker. Because they play Texas Hold'em. You can actually, they do the trick, the chip tricks and everything, and you can see the hand and you can actually see who wins. That was the Sims 1.
Oh, that was 1. Okay. Yeah. Sorry, I'm behind the times.
I think I bought every expansion pack for Sims 1, except for Vacation. And this is the only expansion pack I got. Nightlife was the only one I got for Sims 2. They make one every 6 months. We've already got 4 out.
I see.
Yeah, Luke. Yeah. Just call me Luke. Yes, now it's the Luke, John, and Mitch show. Layjan. I don't know. Let's strike up the man. I'm getting...
Lameja. That sounds better.
Yeah. Lameja. Alright, so what's the moral of today's show? Always come prepared.
Never ride Mission Space.
Yeah, don't ride Mission Space unless...
It's a death trap.
Yeah. I have, and I will do it again.
Alright. So it'll be the Adam Mitch show coming up after John
goes... It'll be Am...
Am show. The Am show. I guess we'll have to get James to come on. Why don't we get... We should have got him to come on before anyway. What's he scared of?
Technology.
He's scared of our 3 listeners out there.
That's right. You never know who's going to email us.
Never know who's tuning in to AJ.
That's right. The government may be listening in.
You can look at our Flickr's photos.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Doesn't sound very good. I don't know if you see any photos of our Flickr's.
Well, I don't know. It depends. Did you post anything? You may have on Flickr. You have posted a picture of you before, but I took it down.
What?
I did.
You're talking about the one that had me in it.
Yes, because I don't want...
Why?
Well, if you're going to post a picture of you...
Because if our true identities are ever learned, our effectiveness as crime fighters will be lost.
Yeah.
Whatever.
No, it's...
I'm being suppressed by the editor of Agent.
Yeah. Believe me, you don't know how many comments of yours I've cut out of the show. Just because I don't like them. Oh. No.
Start making fun of you like South Park did Comedy Central.
You need to start doing the editing. That way you can have power over me. But until then, I hold the cards. Why don't we do a poker tournament next week? We'll have a live poker tournament on Adrian.
Well, yeah, that won't take but a few minutes.
Actually, okay. Well, actually, the way we play it, it'd be the longest show ever.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's all $10.
I've got a set of aces, but you know what? I'm just going to call. I'm not going to push. I'm going to call.
All right.
That's right.
Any tips for the folks out there? No.
Tips?
I don't know.
About what?
I don't know.
Always follow through.
Yeah.
You do, and you might drive a par 4.
Don't cross the street without looking both ways.
And then you might miss your eagle and come away with a birdie.
Yeah.
The only birdie of the day.
All right. Peace out.